KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Cass County 4-H Endowment Committee is hosting an annual 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper with a twist this year. The 2021 event, set for Thursday, March 18th, will offer drive-through meals only from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. on the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. The Pancake Man will be dishing up fresh pancakes and sausage to go with a choice of juice, milk, or water. Supporters can drive through the fairgrounds and enjoy a pancake meal to go for $7 per plate, $5 for youth under six. Pancake patrons should enter the fairgrounds from 10th Street via Fair Avenue on the west side of the fairgrounds by the Sunnyside Park tennis courts. Signs will direct cars through the grounds to the pickup location at the back of the community center. Also, the annual silent auction will be moved to an online format this year. Bidders can find auction packages and learn more on the Cass County Extension website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass or on the Facebook page. The auction is expected to be live online by Monday, March the 8th to give bidders time to view the packages and place their bids. The auction will remain open through the Pancake Supper, with the winning bidders able to pick up their items from the Extension office the following week. Proceeds from the 4-H Pancake Supper and the silent auction directly benefit Cass County 4-H programs. The money raised goes to the Cass County 4-H Endowment, the fund to offset 4-H program development fee, support scholarships, and provide dollars for youth programs, including the Clover Kids and STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities. The 4-H program development fee is $30 per youth each year to enroll. So instead of having the individual 4-Hers and families take on that expense, the Cass County Extension Council and the 4-H Endowment Committee have decided to pick up the expense this year. The Cass County 4-H Endowment also offers opportunities for youth to get involved in the 4-H program by attending camps and conferences and offering scholarships to graduating seniors. For more information on the Pancake Supper, Endowment, or the 4-H program, contact the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. Police in Creston Tuesday afternoon arrested a man on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse, assault with injury, and dominion or control of a firearm by a felon. 37-year-old Adrian Jacques of Creston was arrested at a residence on East Adams Street and transported to the Union County Jail, where his cash-only bond was set at $6,000. Atlantic Police yesterday released additional details with regard to a bar fight last month that resulted in injuries to two people. Authorities said around 12:10 a.m. on February 19th, officers were called to the Fireside Lounge on Atlantic's west side. When officers and sheriff's deputies arrived, they found two subjects unconscious on the floor. Both were transported to the Cass County Hospital by ambulance. After a lengthy investigation of the video evidence and interviews with witnesses, three subjects were charged. 29-year-old Cody Christensen of Atlantic was one of them. He was arrested on Cass County warrants for disorderly conduct, fight or violence related, and assault causing serious injury. Christensen remained in the Cass County jail at last report. Another subject was charged with warrants issued for disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and assault causing serious injury. An individual's name had not been released as of yet, and the location of that individual also not released. Police say 36-year-old Ty Daniel Jordan of Exira was cited in connection with the incident. He was released on a charge of disorderly conduct. Atlantic Police yesterday also reported two arrests took place on Monday and two took place on Sunday. 49-year-old Daniel Lamson of Atlantic was arrested Monday for burglary in the third degree and theft in the third. And 28-year-old Renson Burden of Atlantic was arrested for false report of 911 calls. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, 19-year-old J.R. Burden of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication and interference with official acts. And 21-year-old S.K. Kovac of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Both men were also booked into the Cass County Jail. The jail roster showed both Burdens and Kovac remained in the facility as of yesterday morning. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday numerous arrests had taken place from February 24th through March the 1st. Most recently, on Monday, 23-year-old Zachary James Martin of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for a sex offender registry violation. He was being held at the Pott County Jail on $2,000 bond. On Sunday, three people were arrested on drug charges in Walnut. 42-year-old Erica Laporto of Denver, Colorado, was arrested for possession of meth first offense, prohibited acts, and possession of marijuana first offense. Her bond was set at $4,300. 41-year-old Michael Laporto was arrested for possession of meth, first offense, and possession of paraphernalia. And 51-year-old Jennifer Diane Laporto was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. They were taken into custody at around 9:15 p.m. Sunday following a call about a disturbance at a residence in the 2100 block of Antique City Drive in Walnut. An investigation determined all three subjects in a vehicle had narcotics inside that vehicle. Shelby County K-9 was requested and alerted to the vehicle. A search of the vehicle was conducted, and all three subjects were taken into custody before being transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. You can read more about the other arrests in the same story on our news page at kjan.com. Well, five men from northwest Iowa, Omaha, and southwest Minnesota have been arrested in connection with a shooting in Des Moines late Monday night that critically injured a 2-year-old. Two 20-year-olds from Sioux City, another 20-year-old from Storm Lake, and an 18-year-old from Omaha, along with a 20-year-old from Worthington, Minnesota, were arrested. Each has been charged with two counts of attempted murder. The shooting happened just before 11 p.m. Monday. According to a news release from Des Moines police, more than a dozen bullets were intentionally fired into the home, and the child was hit. About 90 minutes later, Iowa State Patrol troopers found a car crashed on Interstate 80 on the west side of the Des Moines Metro. A trooper said it appears the vehicle's five occupants were connected to the shooting. Two guns were found inside the vehicle, according to a news release. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.